Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Big Gay Date this week. My name is Dave Mosley.
My name is Carl Skeens.
And tonight we are watching the 2004 horror classic, the original Saw.
I mean, we use the term classic.
Fuck your face. It's a classic. I love this film. I'm a big fan of this in the context of the fact that we are just talking about the original Saw. I'm a big fan of it. I love how I think it's a great original concept. I think it's a really strong debut picture from James Wan. I think it's such a cool idea, you know, like forcing people, such a cool horror idea of what would you do to survive, you know, how badly would you mutilate yourself or something, push yourself to the point of almost killing yourself to save yourself from actually being killed. It's a really cool concept. The problem is it was a little too good, and then they went and just shit the bed with so many sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Which just, you know, brings down the whole perception of the series in general, I think, which is a shame.
Yeah, he just lost that key. That's, you never notice that your first time watching it. You just don't care, you know?
It's just a simple, just such a throwaway thing. And that's something I love about this film, is that it's so, everything kind of comes together at the end. There's last couple of minutes when that music, that classic Saw theme kicks in, and we have everything kind of playing back in this guy's head as he kind of relives the whole events, and he realizes, oh, this is what this meant, and this is what this meant. You know, it's a real simple technique for the audience to kind of drill it through their heads. You know, this is why this makes sense, but it's very, very effective,
mm-hmm.
and it's such a clever twist. I think in the end, honestly, I love that moment.
Now, before we get too balls deep in that, you should probably explain what we're doing here, right?
Seems like the thing to do. So, what is Big Gay Date? Big Gay Date is a chance for me and Carl to sit down and talk about our big gay man feelings and catch up with each other, as well as enjoy a different movie every week. We're going to use this as prompts to talk about certain things, but we will very quickly be going off on a tangent. So you can watch along with us, or you can just listen to our voices. Hopefully it's going to be entertaining either way, because we are going to be going pretty hard with the drinks, which always leads to fun conversation. So I feel like you have a similar idea as me this week, looking at your drink. Let me just quickly explain my thoughts for what I'm drinking, because usually I'm drinking the Bud Light, and I wanted to mix it up a little bit, because I know it's always a little boring, tried and true. So my idea for this drink I have in front of me was actually inspired by one of the traps, I think, in one of the later movies. It's like an acid bath or something that they need to dip their hands into to pull a key out or something like that, you know? So this is like the acid trap, I call it. And it's Mountain Dew and Lemon Bacardi.
Ooh.
Which I think, it certainly looks like battery acid. Let me tell you. Kind of tastes like it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yours has some fucking thruff to its head. So
oh, yeah,
what have
yeah.
you made up here?
I have made a frou-frou-ass lemon drop martini.
Okay.
However, instead of using regular vodka, we use the Belvedere peach vodka, which
the infamous
yeah,
peach vodka.
It's honestly the first time that peach vodka's actually tasted good.
Is it because something else tastes, like, so much worse in there, in that little cocktail you got?
I mean, no, I've got a... Yeah, I mean, it's a basic lemon drop martini. You got your vodka, you got your sugary, simple syrup concoction thing. Mm. You got some lemon concentrate. I got sugar around the rim. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Oh, is that what that is going on here?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, now you've touched it all, and that's where I was going to be licking, but that's okay. That is A-okay, sir.
It just looks like, it doesn't look like sugar. It looks like, you know, it's like so acidic, it's just kind of spitting up this, this bile or something.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm drinking it is because all day I've wanted some lemon drop martinis, but I figured if I started drinking earlier, I wouldn't be in good position to do this, so I waited, and here we are.
Fantastic. good things come to those who wait.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the reasons I love this movie so much is it's great. It's a great Hollywood story about these two kids from New Zealand, Australia, something like that, who just fucking took a chance and flew out to LA to try and get their movie made. Do you know the story of how, like, what pushed this movie? Because, you know, the this guy, Lee Whannell, I think his name is the co-writer for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote it with James Wan in, I'm going to say Australia, but I think I'm wrong. And they wrote the script. They weren't getting any traction with it over in Australia. So their agent told them to take the leap and fly out to LA. And so they came out here. They sent the script around to a bunch of places. But, you know, everybody fucking does that. It's real hard to get noticed in LA. So what they did, because they had a really big proposition with their script. A lot of people were interested, but they didn't want them to be as involved as they are. So a big part of them giving a script to anybody was that James had to direct it. He wanted it to be his first feature film, and Lee wanted to be the one of the main actors in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty, you know, that's a gamble when you're, you know, in Hollywood, people don't like taking risks like that. You know, these two people have not done anything. Yeah, their script's good, but how do you know they're any good at this other shit? So what they did is they actually shot a 9-minute short, which is focused around the, I think it's called the Flytrap trap or something, or the reverse flytrap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The one that the shot, the only girl who actually escapes from the trap in this movie.
The one that shows up later on in the franchise.
Exactly. That scene they basically shot a little out of context about different characters, made it a more self-contained story and everything. But they shot that with him in that spot. And James directing it just to show that they could both actually fucking do what they were trying to do. And they sent that DVD along with the script. So, you know, in Hollywood, everyone's getting fucking scripts sent to them. But a script comes along with a DVD. Fuck it, you're just going to pop in the DVD, first of all, and see what this is about. Mm-hmm. So that was a big part of getting almost everybody kind of involved in it, honestly. It's a big part of why Cary always signed on to make it. And I think that's just so cool. That's such an original concept of how to kind of stand out of the crowd in something like Hollywood, which is, you know, so, so competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And the original, actually, yeah, I have seen it. It's on the DVD, I remember. The DVD has their original short. And it's, you know, it's definitely a little cheaper, but it's actually pretty fucking solid still as well. The editing is very similar to like we have in this one. Very, very fast, kind of like camera pans left to right, you know, spinning around a central subject or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sped up, very frenetic, all that's there. It's a really cool, I just think it's a really cool little story about how they made this.
That's pretty sick. I didn't know any of that, sir.
That's what I'm here for.
Hell yeah, educate me. Mm-hmm. Feed me grapes.
Now I think he's a little, you know, he's not the best actor, certainly.
Yeah.
Especially the fucking scene later when he's pretending to be electrocuted.
Mm-hmm.
That's god awful. But yeah, I just I don't know. I'd really like this film, and I mean, actually, I'm still a big I'm a big fan of the second one as well. I think the second one is really not too bad. The third one is when it starts to go very off the rails, and it gets a little too up its own ass, a little too complicated, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts to get a little weird. By a little, I mean a lot.
Because how many were there? 6 or 7?
A little too many.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know. I know the last one was the 3D one. Did you ever see that one?
No, I have not.
Okay. Can we talk about... Yeah, fuck it. We'll just talk about the whole franchise, because there's so many twists and turns in that whole story. You know, mm-hmm. Like the fact, the biggest thing about this one, and I still think I fucking knew that before I went into this, but the fact that this guy here in the middle of the bathroom with them is not dead, and not only is he not dead, but he's the fucking killer that's put them in the room the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I knew that before I watched this film, and I enjoyed the film so much I forgot about it by the end of it, you know.
Yeah,
that's good. That's impressive. The cool thing about the second one is that you got, like, these alternate timelines kind of happening. Like, these cops come in and storm the Jigsaw Killer, and he's got all these TVs set up with these people in a house watching them kind of go room to room and kind of kill themselves and shit like that. One of them being the cop's kid. And the guy's like, hey, look, if you just sit here and listen to me, I promise your son will be returned to you. Absolutely no problem. And then we're kind of jumping back and forth between their dialogue and the game that's happening in the house. Come to find out, the end of the film, that whole thing that happens in the house was recorded like hours earlier. And so when the cop goes off and fucking tries to save his kid, he's way too late to do anything in the house, and the kid is already gone, and the kid's actually fucking just sitting there in the room that he was sat with the killer the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting to be released at a certain time. That's a really cool one as well. I love that. And mm-hmm. then the third one just gets a little too fucking complicated with, like, alternate killers trying to pick up the mantle and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
But still, like, Tobin Bell returns to do the voice or something. It's fucking weird. And then the last one, the weird thing about the last one is that Carrie always comes back. And he's kind of doing a, how would you describe it? Like a treatment group, like a self-help group for people who survived the Jigsaw Killer's games. I remember so little about this movie, but all I know at the end is that he's now this Jigsaw Killer and he's fucking... He's carrying it on. And it's so dumb for, like, why? Why is he doing that? I don't know. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, why would he?
Yeah, it's so fucking dumb. The only good thing about that movie, that franchise, as it continues on for, like, you know, 7 years, whatever it was like every single Halloween, right? There was a Saw movie coming out. They just churned them out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The only good thing is that, you know, the traps got more gruesome. More visceral, which is a lot of the reason a lot of people detract from this. They think it's just because of that. They think it's all the torture porn, and it's just...
But it didn't turn into straight-up torture porn until later.
Yeah, everyone forgets about the first one, to an extent the second one as well, which is, like, these guys didn't have much of a budget. I think they had, like, a $5 million budget, and they made a solid horror film with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's gory, but also pretty fucking scary. Like, there's a couple of... There's a really cool... one of my favorite jump scare moments in any film is in here.
With the pig?
Yeah, and the pig in the camera flash and shit. Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's so effective. It's so cool.
I'm calling that as my favorite spot. Boom!
Damn. All right, that's fine. I'm sure I can think of another one. And fucking a great twist ending. Yeah, this guy's been actually sitting there just playing a game with him the whole time, and yeah, it's just so clever. It's a shame that they kind of ran into the ground so much as they did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. What can you do?
But was James Wan directing all of them?
No, he only did the first one.
Okay.
And then he co-wrote the second one. It was actually... Well, there was another script floating around that everyone was like... The producers of this film found this other script. And they were like, yeah, this can be turned into Saw pretty quickly. So James Wan and Lee got on and kind of changed a couple of characters and stuff like that. I think their involvement ended kind of there. They still got the money as executive producers and shit. But then they went off and started doing their other things. So, you know, he did Dead Silence as well. Remember with the ventriloquist mm-hmm. dummies and shit?
Which was not bad.
Not bad at all. I mean, a little bit of a little bit of a letdown compared to how good Saw was straight out the gate. But I think, you know, just a victim of hype, certainly. And then Insidious and The Conjuring, two of the biggest kind of, you know, supernatural horror films coming out of the last decade as well. Mm-hmm. Wrote and directed both of those as well. I mean, he's found his niche, certainly. But, hey, man, if you got it, fucking own it.
Got it, flaunt it.
It's a little bit of a... I mean, you know, you can look at this one, and it's definitely a cheaper movie, you can tell. Like, I don't think there's a real tiles on the wall there. I think that's somebody... That's like at Halloween Horror Nights where it's just like a flat wall and someone's just painted on it.
Yeah.
You're not expected to really get that close into it. I think they spent more money rebuilding this set for that very last scene in the second movie than they did building any of the sets for this one.
Yeah.
Because that's Hollywood for you. You don't have to spend all that money. Clearly, they did it fine the first time. But mm-hmm. if you can, why not?
Hell yeah.
Do it. Excess.
Now, this whole not giving them a metal cutting blade, that is definitely a dick move, Mr. Jigsaw.
But I don't get, like, if a blade can't cut Hey, what is that blade made out of then? If it won't cut metal, but it's just designed to cut their to cut through bone and shit.
Well, I mean, do you have like drill bits that are made like you have metal? You have drill bits that are made for metal and made for wood. If you try to use like a wood drill bit on metal, it's laughable.
Do I look like somebody who fucking does home ec and shop and shit?
You definitely don't have a large toolbox in the house, right? Okay.
No.
Yeah, there's totally like metal
cutting
blades. My wife
will tell you, my toolbox has like no surprises inside.
I have a screwdriver and some pliers, maybe some zip ties, duct tape.
I got one of those little fucking, those little Allen wrenchy things you get from the IKEA sets, and that's it.
Every tool I got came with furniture.
Yeah. That's me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there are totally different blades for different materials.
Okay.
Not all of them will work. So, yeah, that is kind of a dick move. It's like you gave them a wood cutting blade.
Here we get our...
Now, can I just say this lemon mock drop martini is really horrible?
You say that, but you're drinking it pretty quick. You trying to get out of it faster? Because you know you have to pour another one if you do.
Yeah, that's well, the movie's not all that long.
It's true.
You know, and yeah. I know I totally will have another one. Absolutely. Okay. It's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't taste good.
Okay.
It is totally refreshing, though.
That's fair.
I mean, Guinness made me feel heavy as shit. Guinness was a meal.
Okay.
This makes
this
me...
one you still think you like you could run a marathon afterwards.
I could drink this in the morning and feel great about myself. Now, I enjoyed the shit out of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But around the same time, I discovered the movie Seven.
Okay.
And all these, like, finding the body scenes very much remind me of, like, 80% of that movie.
That's a fair comparison, mm-hmm. certainly.
I mean, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. But whereas I really, really enjoyed Saw, Seven made me lose sleep.
Mm-hmm. Still never seen it, you know? That's one of those movies that is so heavily talked about.
It's, you know what's in the box.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those films, like, I know the ending, and I've heard enough about it. I don't, you know, at a certain point, it's just not worth watching that movie at this point.
That movie's,
you know,
about the journey, though. The, even if you know that, what's in the box? Yeah. Even if you know, like, the ending, the lead up to that is great.
Who directed it? It's someone familiar, right?
I don't even remember. I know when Kevin Spacey finally shows up towards the end, as like at like basically at the end as the murderer, it catches you off guard because Kevin Spacey is not... He never was playing that kind of part.
Right.
Like, the worst part that he was at that point was like Kaiser Soze and The Usual Suspects. And even then, he is really fucking likable.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see him in Seven and holy shit.
Yeah. Is it explained if he cuts those pieces off of them before or after he throws them in the traps? Or does he head down there and just fucking... Like, he locks them away to be found later, but he also visits them and then cuts a piece off and then shuts the door again and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I bet you it would happen afterwards.
Yeah. You know the law. What's the,
I'm like a qualified paralegal and shit.
I don't know, you know more about this shit than me, though. Like, what's it called when you do something like this, where you're not killing anybody, but you're really stacking the deck against them? Like, you could still...
Yeah, you're still going to prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still going to prison.
Like, I just see him there justifying, like he never killed anybody. Well, I mean, he kind of did.
Yeah. Oh,
how does this make you feel? This walking on the glass scene.
This is the only thing that was entirely laughable.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
In what way?
He's making such a big deal about walking on the glass.
Yeah, suck it up like a...
And I walk on the glass every day, and it's fucking not that big of that, like, that big of an issue.
Yeah.
You know?
We can't all be John McClane, though, man.
See, John McClane had it bad, though, just because those were, like, sparing pieces on, like, hard, like, floor. That probably hurt like a motherfucker.
Okay.
And then this girl was the topless one from...
Starship Troopers?
Yeah!
I thought I recognized her, yeah.
She's the one that kept hitting on Johnny Rico,
mm-hmm.
and he just was not having it.
And then she gave it up, and then she died.
Yep.
And that's what happens in
mm-hmm.
movies.
Don't give it up. Unless you're a virgin in a horror movie, then you're also going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what Randy says. Oh, hey,
and
bud.
It's Ben Linus.
Yay, yeah.
This is a real, like, throwback movie, isn't it? From, like, the early 2000s and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird, yeah, you got people like this, and then you got people like Cary Elwes and Danny Glover that haven't been in shit for the longest time that just pop up again and start doing films.
It was the first time we'd seen him in forever.
Yeah.
Because since Robin Hood or Princess Bride, it was this.
I'm trying to think what else I know Tobin Bell from.
I don't. It's entirely from
I
the
swear.
Saw franchise.
Oh, no, fuck, no, he is the, that's what it was. He's the bad guy in the second season of 24. Do you ever watch that the first show?
I mean, I've watched a couple episodes,
but
not
like the whole thing. Mm-hmm. That's one of those shows you cannot just dip in and do an episode. Like, you're doing it so fucking wrong. That's the equivalent of stepping into a movie for 10 minutes and then mm-hmm. leaving again, just being like, "Yeah, that's enough for me."
That's what I've heard. Yeah,
it's fucking great, man. I don't know if it's still on Netflix or not. God, you know Netflix is raising their prices again.
What?
They're like, hey, it's going up an extra $2 or something a month, and they've got less, licensed content than ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they still have 24 on
and
there.
And speaking of Netflix, Disney's doing their streaming thing, so all the Disney-owned things are going away.
Yeah, it's like it's a really weird time to be raising your price. I know, you know why they're fucking doing it. It's because fucking Stranger Things is dropping in a week and a half or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they know they can make bank off of that.
Yeah. Also, speaking of streaming services, have you seen the new Star Trek?
No, I have no interest in it, honestly. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, and when they announced that it was going to be exclusively on CBS All Access, I lost all interest as well.
Yeah, the first episode you could watch for free. Everything after that you have to pay for. However, we have one of those ghetto-ass like TV boxes where it's like hacked and you can watch movies that are like currently in the movie theater on it.
Mm.
So we've been watching the whole thing.
But here's the thing, though, that kills me. You say the first episode is free as like a taste to get you to kind of...
Yep.
It's a fucking two-parter, so you're only getting the first half of the episode again.
Yeah, so I started watching
it,
and
move.
They took a lesson from J.J. Abrams. There is a lot of lens flare. Sasha from The Walking Dead is a main character.
Mm-hmm.
Which
we all knew as soon as that casting announcement was made, we knew she was not making it to the end of the season.
Absolutely. Lucius Malfoy is the... is the head of, like, he's the captain. Okay.
Uh-huh.
However, the thing that sets it apart is the fact that the ship is, it takes place after the Scott Bakula Star Trek series, but before they were going on the 5-year voyages.
Before the original series, right?
Yeah. And the ship is, like, there's a war going on. We're no longer a science vessel. We're a warship.
Oh, okay.
And that's like the first time in Star Trek history that is how
it's not about exploring brave new worlds now. It's about fucking fighting to.
Yeah, it's about using Star Trek like fucking technology to actually do like shit that matters instead of just being a PR vessel, I guess. And it definitely sets the tone. I would
never.
You
think you're going to stick with it?
I wouldn't pay for the CBS streaming service, but because I don't have to, fuck yeah, I'll stick with it. It looks awesome.
Because you're not paying for it, and you're not being forced into a new streaming service just for that show.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, and there's so. But however, both my roommates are like nerds for like Star Trek. That like no, they're like Justin Long in Galaxy Quest. Like they know like the blueprints of the ship and. At one point, Sasha is like escaping from this gigantic space monster through like the AC vents, you know, into like a hangar. And my roommate John's like, "Well, actually, those didn't start being built on the ship till like halfway through the original series. So technically, that shouldn't be there." And there's alien characters that have only showed up in writing before. In the Star Trek universe because they did not have the technology or the makeup to do that character justice. So there's actually like alien races that have been acknowledged before but never been on screen because now they can.
Your friend John sounds like a swell guy to have at a party.
Oh my god, he cooks something fierce, but
Yeah, it's,
you got to sit through some nerd talk while it's happening.
Well, I mean, he only starts nerd talking once you're watching Star Trek or Star Wars, because he had all those books, you know, that has like the cutaways of all the ships and shit. It's just like, I'm trying to watch the episode, and I'm like, I don't care. I don't need to know all that. I mean, yeah, okay, I know that's a tribble. Like, I don't need to know anything else. Now, apparently James Wan made that puppet.
He did, out of, like, paper mache and bits of wood and shit. So it's real, like, a homemade... I think it's the same puppet they used in the short film as well. Because you barely ever see it here. And, of course, it takes on a fucking feature-starring role in the sequels. So that's when they built the one for, like, you know, probably... easily could have spent $200,000 or something stupid like that. The one that has, like, servos and rides a little bike and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Which is still my favorite fucking kid's Halloween costume today.
Yeah, I'm not... I mean, I dig the fuck out of some puppets, but that's a horrible-looking puppet.
Yeah. This chick, what is she from? Because Lee Whannell had a massive crush on her when they were growing up, apparently, and that's why he really reached out to her to try and be in this movie. So I don't know what the fuck she's from.
And then she ends up doing all the Saw movies and
probably
never fucked him.
She's one of these people that, again, I guess has some kind of, like, you know, small but career renaissance happen. Because of this movie. The only thing I knew, do you ever watch a TV show called Becker with Ted Danson?
Yeah,
she's the secretary, the fucking retarded secretary, you know, like the fuck up. But that's all I knew her from. I don't know what the fuck else she did, but clearly she made an impression on a young teenage boy.
Yeah, that's really fucking dark.
You know? And we're not seeing much, because we're saving money, because this is a small film still. In the next movies, you'll see fucking... actually, I don't know, maybe they dig... Do we see her digging through the...
Oh, yeah, the pig uteri?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
That's plural of uteruses, right?
Sure.
Uteri? I mean,
it's... I've never needed to discuss multiples of pig uteruses at a time, so...
I've never needed multiple penises, but I'm pretty sure that would be peni, right? So uteri sounds right.
Yeah, go with it.
Actually, peni doesn't. Whatever.
Just rock it.
Yeah. So that headpiece though is a pretty cool costume piece.
Apparently, it could actually fucking work the way that they were talking about, which is real sketchy. But yeah, it's a fucking. The puppet does come on a bike here. That's cool. Yeah, you can see why they picked this scene to be that first kind of, you know, that first impression people should see when trying to visualize what the script is about, you know?
Yeah.
It's really cool. Yeah, that's a cheap little puppet.
Yeah, I mean, even the pedaling didn't look like servos, just looked like his feet were attached to the pedals.
And yeah, this is all fucking strings and paper mache, this one.
I mean, and the puppet does look horrible, but Jigsaw probably makes a bad puppet.
It's true. We don't know what he does, do we? We don't. I'm sure we do fucking learn what he does, but I don't remember.
He gets cancer.
Yeah. What does he do before? That's not his, like, thing. Like, what does he do before he gets cancer? You know, I don't think he's a puppet maker.
And, okay, yes. Yeah. But speaking of the cancer.
Uh-huh.
All right. I know a girl that works in, like, a cancer ward. And a lot of patients of varying degrees of, like, severity, some of them in remission, some of them not, fucking none of them go around killing people and setting up traps. That's the only thing that just, it feels weird. It feels weird. His motivation, the movie itself, I totally dig the shit out of Saw 1.
But you just don't get his motivation.
Yeah,
for
his motivation, it just doesn't do it for me.
I mean...
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, the movie is an amazing movie. I'm not saying... The first one is, hands down, the best Saw in the franchise.
Certainly.
Probably one of the better horror movies from this point in time.
From the 2000s? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
At least from the early 2000s,
especially
yeah.
with the fucking impression, you know, that the landscape it changed.
Yeah.
In horror. Put Lionsgate on the fucking map.
I'm not a fan of his motivation. Whatever.
I mean, I get it, because he's like, he can't do anything to save himself, because cancer is like, you know, it's like, I didn't do anything to deserve this, and I can't do anything about it. He's kind of fucked. But there are people that are worse than him, you know, fucking assholes who, you know, rape and kill and cheat out of money and stuff like that. And they're getting away with everything scot-free, I guess, in his eyes. So, you know, if I can't do anything to save myself, maybe these guys should prove that they have what it takes to save themselves. I guess, you know, that's how I see his motivation in this.
If I can't be happy, nobody can be happy.
Yeah, it's a real fucked up mentality, but, you know, I'm not saying he's right. But mm-hmm. I do get it, you know, in the context of a motivation for this movie.
Is that Liz?
Movie being the operative fucking word here, you know, like, you gotta suspend a little disbelief for these things.
I mean, I can suspend some disbelief. Does that look fish-eyed to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or like two different screens split
together? No, it's definitely fish-eyed. If you look at the guy who's in the middle there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an extreme fish-eye, which means we're going to get that hilarious shot. If they were able to walk right up to the camera, we'd get that huge, like, fucking...
And Carrie's, like, acting. Like he's really acting.
He's giving it his all, yeah. He's not phoning this in. He really phones in the seventh movie, though. Fuck, let me tell you. Like, I don't know what happens between 2004 and 2011, but he just stops caring. He's all about that money, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What else has he done? What else did we just see him in? Oh, no, we saw him in Twister, and that was before this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He hasn't done much after this, either. Right.
Yeah, I don't
think
so.
He's still just remembered for The Princess Bride and Robin Hood.
Uh-huh.
Still maybe saw.
Oh, yeah.
But he hasn't really fucking... He hasn't Keanu'd, you know, and become like given himself a new iconic thing to be remembered by.
Speaking of, if you haven't seen the trailer for Replicants with Keanu, it's a great little trailer.
What's it about?
I had no fucking idea, but it looked cool as shit. I was busy today, but it looked cool as shit.
All right. Well, thanks for that.
Yeah, you need to give it a try.
Yeah,
I will. Give
it a try. I will.
Been busy. How you been this week? You been up to, like, stuff?
Oh, God. Where do I start? What have I fucking been doing? What day are we at?
Thursday,
yeah. It's been a whirlwind, apparently. When's the last time I saw you? Was it last Thursday?
Last week, yeah.
Last Thursday?
Thursday or Wednesday.
I've been to Horror Nights a couple of times since that. So I was there last night. I did actually get to go through the Saw house and kind of...
Oh, yeah, because you were going to go in for a little shooting.
Yeah. real bad choice of words the day before all that shit happened down in... Which, you know, that like that was a... That post was from the night before, right?
Yeah, I totally knew. That's why I screenshotted it and shared it to you. Yeah. I'm like, odd choice of words, you heartless son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I was at the convention today, and I spoke to a couple of magician buddies of mine.
Oh, yeah, because Vegas is a big magic city.
Yeah, they were all working Vegas. Two of them were there, and one of them was, like, eating at the MGM Grand. And just to hear them talk about, like, the shots and Even the one that was eating at the MGM Grand, all of a sudden, a herd of people is running through the hotel, and he's in the restaurant and just looks up and sees these people hauling balls, and he's like, going the direction they're running seems safe, and all of a sudden, him and hundreds of people are hauling balls through the restaurant, running through the kitchen,
jeez,
and ending up on the other side. Yeah, like, it was insane, man. And they were asking, they're like, how long did it take Orlando to get back with some, like, semblance of normalcy? And I'm like, the whole city fucking felt surreal for months. And even after that feeling got away, it still didn't feel normal for a bit, you know? Theirs is going to be worse. But the guys were telling me, they're like, yeah, we really hope that the quick turnover as far as tourists in that city is
that
going
should
to
help a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, it's going to help the locals get back to somewhat of like a sense of normalcy.
Yeah, that's true. There's definitely more turnaround of tourists in Vegas than there are to Orlando.
Yes. But it was just, it was heartbreaking, man. Heartbreaking. Okay, so what else you been up
to? Yeah, no, so I went and shot some photos at Horror Nights, and then I was there last night with some friends. We did a happy hour thing for work, and then they were all deciding to go to Horror Nights, and then turns out we weren't recording this, so I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I'll join. And went through like five houses and saw some shit. So I did go through to see the Saw House because I wanted to remind myself of it. I'd only seen it on the preview, so I wanted to go through again and just kind of remember what it was. And it's the same fucking thing as the last Saw House they did. It's not a great house. What I think makes a great house is you can separate the scares at Halloween Horror Nights into two different kinds, victims and aggressors, you know? Mm-hmm. The aggressors are the ones that jump out at you and actually, you know, they're the bad guys. And then you got the victims which just stand there screaming about something or they're trapped somewhere. And Saw is all victims. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to walk through and see the familiar things. Like, we see the guy from earlier with the razor wire. We see the chick in the... couple of people actually in the bear trap things. I don't know why I called it the reverse fly trap earlier, but the reverse bear trap. There you got actually a couple of those on either end of you, and when the there's like a ticking happening, and then it kind of goes, the lights go out on them, and you use the sound of it ripping open, and then you get splashed by water, which mm-hmm. is a nice effect. And you get the drill bit guy as well, which is in this one, I think. That's when they do the bust on the hideout, I think. They walk in, they find the guy that's got the drills kind of coming towards his head very slowly. Mm-hmm. It's a really well-designed house, like, in terms of aesthetics and everything, and then you go to walk through the bathroom at the end and shit. It definitely does feel like it's based off of the first couple of movies very heavily, and not so much on the new one, at least from what I can tell. The new Jigsaw, which... speak about that a little bit, actually. I'm interested with that. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to go see the new one, just because... I'm just curious, you know, like, what's the explanation here? Because I've seen the trailer where they kind of dig up his casket, and he's not there, you know? His body's gone or something? Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see, like, what that is about. I just got my MoviePass card, which means I can very safely check it out with, you know, low risk to myself. Have you signed up for MoviePass?
No, not yet.
It takes a long fucking time for your card to get here.
Really?
But my God, yeah, I signed up like 4 days after the price drop went down. You know what MoviePass is, right? The $10 thing that's like unlimited visits to the theater.
Oh, yeah.
And they dropped the price to $10 like August 15th or something. I signed up August 18th, 19th. It took until October the 1st for my card to get here. Like, they are so swamped with demand. But I went to go and check that out. It's a real simple process. I went and saw War for the Planet of the Apes when I went to Universal once, because I just had a little bit of time to kill. They have a movie theater right there. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I want to go see this movie before it leaves the theaters. That's a great film, let me tell you. Fucking Andy Serkis deserves an Oscar. He can't get it. It's so unfair, but it's a great fucking thing. And then I went and saw American Made with Tom Cruise the next day.
Uh-huh.
And again, not a movie I would go and pay to see, but it's there. And it doesn't cost me anything at this point, you know?
Well, there you go.
It's actually not a bad little film. It's one of those based on a true story films. They're cool to watch, but you wouldn't watch it again, you know? And if it wasn't just sitting there, if it wasn't playing, if it wasn't on TV or something, I wouldn't watch it. But yeah, just kind of you check in, and it's a real quick process to get it. So I'm definitely more inclined to try out movies in the theater now that I would not make the effort to go out and see. Yeah. So I think I'll go and see, because I did go and see Saw 3D in the theaters when I came over here. I was on vacation at the time for Halloween, and I think there might have been the house that year in Horror Nights. So I was like, yeah, fuck it, I want to check it out. But it's not a good film, you know. Nowadays, I wouldn't pay $10 to see a film that's not very good in the theater. I'd be kind of pissed about it. It's different when you're on vacation. Now, yeah, I can just go and check it out when it comes out. And if it sucks, I'm just out 2 hours of my time at that point, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not out
$10
anymore each time.
That's not horrible at
all. So there's very low risk versus reward, you know. It could be a great fucking, a cool way to do the film now, like a nice... You know, it could be a killer fucking story. I don't know what their input is, if it's who's writing it or whatever. I feel like these guys are not anything to do with it at this point. But I could be surprised. I'm open to being surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want a film to suck. There's no, I don't get anything out of that by not hoping for the best.
Yeah,
out of anything. Is your battery going to hold up on that before we can get to another installment of Carl's Crazy Bitches?
No, I need to plug it in, right. Actually.
Yeah.
Let me find my charger.
Jump on that, because I do want to jump into... Because we're 40 minutes in.
Because I totally have a good installment of Carl's Crazy
Sweet.
Bitches.
This is my new favorite installment. I kind of want to do that just more than watch the movies at this point. You know?
Do you like titties? Because this is how we get titties.
Yeah, charge that shit, because we have an hour left in this movie. What else I've been doing this week? Oh god, yeah, tangents. Yeah, this week has been pretty fucking busy, honestly. I've been trying to balance my work and my life, you know? Like, I've realized I really let the needle fall way more into the work column in the last few months, really the last couple of years, I'd say. So I'm trying to go out to the theme parks a little more and have some fun. I went and rode the Terminator 2 ride before that disappears at the end of this week. Actually, tomorrow, I think, is the last day. And it's just cool to go and ride some of the... I went riding roller coasters for 30 minutes, you know? It's just... it's fun to go and do shit like that, and I just haven't had the chance to. So I've been trying to do a little bit more of that. Today is the start of New York Comic Con as well. So I had a late fucking night last night because I was at Horror Nights, and then I came over and I had to stay up super late trying to get the fucking pop figures for that, because they release a bunch for New York Comic Con like they do for San Diego Comic Con.
Any cool ones this year?
There's some really cool. Do you know the Kingdom Hearts games? Do you ever play Kingdom Hearts on PlayStation?
Once or twice.
You had, like, you know, a little kid fighting alongside Goofy and Donald, jumping into all the different worlds of Disney, and you go to Nightmare Before Christmas Land, and Donald and Goofy are kind of Halloween versions of themselves. Like, Donald's a mummy and Goofy's like a Frankenstein kind of thing. So they've got those figures coming out. What else did I get? Fuck. A couple of Buffy the Vampire Slayer things. There's an awesome Lord of the Rings Balrog figure that glows in the dark, but I did not get that one, and I'm kind of sore about it. Mm-hmm. Because Barnes & Noble's website shit the bed last night, and... It let me make some charges. It let me make some orders, but it didn't actually process the orders. But that didn't stop them from authorizing the charges. So let me just show you what my PayPal account looks like right now for the next like 3 to 5 days before this shit falls off. Because, you know, I didn't learn my lesson, and I didn't stop at one. So I thought, well, it didn't work that time. But I'm sure it'll work this time. Let me see. Let's log into my PayPal here. Where's my activity? So, Hot Topic went through absolutely fine. I did a couple of those orders. Hot Topic. Oh, that's interesting. Ooh. I wonder if I'm not getting something there. Okay. Barnes & Noble.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
There we go. That's all of them. So, yeah, I got like, I don't know, $250 just kind of tied up right now, sitting there in pending orders and shit. We'll see. But that's interesting. My Hot Topic ones seem to have... the price seems to have gone down, so I wonder if I'm not getting those. Man, I don't know. It was just a... It did not go well this time. I'm usually real fucking good at that shit, finding everything when I need it very quickly. It did not go well today, and I think it's because I was so late at Horror Nights, and I was up for 24 hours, and I slept for 2 hours, and then, I don't know, today's been a day, man. Today's been a fucking day. So I need this drink. Fuck, I guess I need to find a good point for this movie. What my favorite part would be. I'm going to pick the very end, actually, where everything kind of comes together. you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you finally realize
and everything starts. Cause I love how it's done where Adam's face kind of you can see in his face the realization, you know. And I've been there. I've had times like that when shit that didn't make sense before all starts to make sense in your head and puts on like, and it, everything has like a different context once you have this one new piece of information, and then you just kind of relive everything again and again and again. So,
absolutely.
So yeah, I'll have that. And it's also pretty evenly spaced out from when yours is as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel like mine's coming up reasonably soon.
Pretty soon, but I think these guys storm the warehouse first.
Oh, and Asian guy gets shorter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So I'm at this magic convention today, right? And I'm in the dealer room, and they're selling these thumb tips, these fake thumbs, and I feel horrible saying that, because I shouldn't be, like, just tipping gaffs and shit. They're selling these fake thumbs. Now, here's the thing. I worked at multiple magic shops, and we had... the palm of everybody's hand is reasonably the same within reason. So I worked this black dude at the magic shop at Downtown Disney that whenever we like had new employees or whatever, he would step out across the street at Bongo's and hide like behind the bushes in the bar, and he would call the desk and talk to whoever the new guy was and complain about, "Hi, my name's Cletus. I was in your shop the other day and I bought this thing that can make like silks vanish and shit, and it came with this fucking fake thumb and it doesn't it's not my skin color." And the new guy doesn't understand the pitch there about how like the palm of everybody's hand is like normal. And so he's like stumbling through it, you know, and he's trying to talk about it. Like, yeah, I'm sorry, sir, like it works for everybody. Your skin color doesn't really matter as much. And then he'd turn around and be like, "Are you saying that I can't do this goddamn magic trick because I'm black?" And he is losing his fucking mind. And my buddy's doing like the biggest stereotype, like movie TV show voice that he can. And like he just make newbies uncomfortable. However, you can use the fake thumbs for every ethnicity. It doesn't matter. Well, I'm at this fucking magic show. I'm at this convention today. And I see one of the vendors is selling Asian thumb tips, which look exactly like regular thumb tips. And like me and all the magicians I was with are like, do you think they sell like other ethnicities?
Do they sell left-handed thumb tips?
They're all left-handed, you know? Thumb tips. But yeah, like I'm just like, why the fuck? Asian thumb tips. It looks the same as every other thumb tip on the market. Why do you feel the need to specify? It was just really strange.
Just because, you know, it's this.
It was really.
If you are Asian and you see thumb tips and Asian thumb tips, you're automatically going to think, well, I guess I need this one. You know?
Yeah.
It's just the way, like, a bunch of people, I'm sure, do sell thumb tips, but if you're the only person that's selling the Asian thumb tips, you've got the Asian market cornered right there. You've got the gullible Asian market covered right there, I should specify.
Yeah. But yeah, it was uncalled for.
Did you call him out on it?
Absolutely. I asked him if he had black people thumb tips too, and then he got really uncomfortable. Because clearly they deal with the same bullshit.
Right.
Oh, and one of them's missing a foot. One of those dolls missing a foot.
Oh, I missed that.
They just called that shit out.
It's a nice little touch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know that's what his plan is anyway, you know. He's hoping for them to do it, so.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Piggy. Oh, yeah, I gotta go jump on this this P-train and make a new drink, because I am finished with my mason jar martini. It was a little more than it would be in an actual martini glass, and that was a mistake, I'll tell you what. This one's probably gonna be bigger.
Good, good. All right. Now here's our needle gag. God, I can't remember what the fuck happens here. Oh, that's right. They're going to play. Oh. We're still not seeing the guy's face. Actually, I don't know if we've actually seen Tobin Bell's face on the dead guy in the middle. Because I have been talking a lot, I've not been watching the movie or reading the subtitles. I don't know if the doctor recognizes the guy that's lying on the floor in the middle of the room. Or if he's been facing away and facing at him the whole time. Oh, that's an interesting thing. The red buttons. When I was walking through the Saw house last night, the right before I walked in, the chick was like, "Hey, look out for the red buttons," which is a thing they do in the house. Like, you have a little button in a certain spot that makes something happen, you know, like an interaction thing. And I didn't fucking notice any, but that's what he just stepped on to start that trap. So I wonder if. Carl, we notice whether he's been Tobin Bell, because we don't see what Tobin Bell's face looks like at this point or anything. Although, obviously, these guys know what it looks like. They can see. But did the doctor recognize him? Right. That's what I thought. You said, well, okay. Well, suspense. Suspense, sir. I was already saying no anyway. I was already talked about. Yeah. Oh, no, Murtaugh. How badly do you want him to say, "I'm too old for this shit"? This whole, you know? And again, not having seen the movie is making me a little... not having seen the movie for a long fucking time. Very confused, but I feel as though he doesn't actually die. I think he might come back in another one. Asian guy's about to get shorter. I love you putting that like that.
So I had a girl come over and make me lemon bars the other day. That's my lemon concentrate. I just want you to notice how much like poop water that looks.
Yeah,
is that definitely not disgusting looking?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, it tastes amazing.
It looks like you had an enema and you were so proud of it you wanted to keep it and just like put it on display or something. And those shots there are, I don't know, maybe this one here as well. The making of DVD is for this, the making of featurettes on the DVD for this are really cool because it's one of those DVDs where they're really honest about the problems they had making it. And James Wan being like, you know, it's his first movie and everything, and he obviously wants to try and do a bunch of stuff he doesn't have time for, gets the editing bay and realizes that he doesn't have a bunch of shots. So the scene there, I think they reshot that or something, where the guy gets, you know, shot with the shotguns and everything. And these shots right here, where it's just a bunch of still shots, that's because he didn't have the footage to any footage to put there. So he literally just threw in those, like, you know, zooms and everything. And that's become a big part of Saw's, like, style, visual style. And it all came together just because he was kind of incompetent and didn't get all the footage that he was supposed to get at the time. The shot, though, where all the blood was running down him, the reason you don't see his head, I think, if it's the same reason that you didn't see his face when they were walking into the building, is because it's not actually that same guy. It's actually Lee Whannell playing it, because in the full frame version of the movie, which doesn't have like the top and the bottom of the screen cut out, you can see it's not actually a Chinese guy or an Asian guy getting walking around in those scenes. You can say it's actually the white guy that's just wearing his clothes. Yeah, so you're telling me he can't... Oh, because he's facing... I guess he's facing Adam, right? So the doctor can't see the guy's face. Because otherwise he might... Well, I guess, you know, how many cancer patients does he see?
Or realize the guy's not fucking dead.
There's that, yeah. Another, again, fun fact about this movie. They wanted to, again, first film he made, and he wanted to kind of, he was ambitious with it and everything. He wanted to shoot it in 2.35:1 ratio, you know, like we're watching on a widescreen TV here, but there'd be like black bars on the top of the bottom, so it's like a big epic style, not like epic like fucking Lawrence of Arabia or something, but you know, it has that movie kind of look to it.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody convinced him to stick with 16:9 because they were like, look, if you make it a wider frame, you're going to have to build way more fucking set.
Yeah.
You're going to have to build bigger sets and longer sets, which is something you don't fucking think about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a young go-getter and you're just you're starting off on your first movie, you just want everything to kind of look how it is, and you forget about the money and stuff. Do you ever hear the story of Star Wars Episode One and the sets on that? How they only built the sets high enough for the actors, and then they just did the rest digitally because, of course, you know, George Lucas. And then fucking Liam Neeson comes along, tall ass fucking actor, and they had to build sets like 6 inches higher, 8 inches higher to accommodate him. And it costs an extra $150,000 just to extend the sets for him.
Holy shit.
Just for that one guy.
That's a really expensive.
Yeah. So, yeah, cutting down on the width of the sets, yeah. Again, just good way. Just movies really ingenious about just showing good ways to be smart with the money and stuff. And then it made a shit ton of money at the box office, and then all of that went out the window, and they just start throwing $30 million at this kind of picture or something.
Mm-hmm.
So your face tells me that this one's not as good as the last one. The drink, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I used...
A little overcompensation.
A lot more vodka than last time, and then all the lemon concentrate, and that's a little much, man. It's a little much.
Ooh. This is like they're in an escape room. Mm-hmm. All these fucking hidden panels and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Which would make a great escape room.
Mm. I'm sure there is a Saw escape themed room at some point.
Mm-hmm.
In LA or something. That seems like such an obvious... Such an obvious thing.
Yeah.
Apparently they had some at Howler's Scream, and I just completely missed them. Or at least maybe they did have them last year. But somebody told me they were there this year as well, and I did not see them at all.
Now this is where a doctor fucking parks when he like finishes work at the hospital?
Yeah, what kind of ghetto ass hospital is this?
Yeah. Yeah, I would never park in that place.
Mm-mm-mm.
Ever.
But at least they each have their own, like, I know most places they have, like, spot reserved for blank blank, and this one they just have fucking gang tags graffitied on their spot.
Oh, you'll know better than to park in somebody else's space.
That's a nice car as well.
Uh-huh. Sure. If I had a dope car like that, again, would not drive it into a place like this.
I think we're going to see a scene where he's driving real quick as well, and you can see it's just a soundstage with smoke blowing. remember flip phones.
Yeah, they were so satisfying to get off the phone with people.
Yeah. Especially if you're wearing like a suit and tie and shit and you had to hang up on someone.
Mm-hmm.
It was a power move.
What's
that's up? Not dignified. Like, that's... there's something... I don't need to see that shot. Like, that makes Jigsaw look a lot less mysterious and sinister to see him just crawling on his hands and knees hiding behind the car and
it
shit.
It makes him seem a little more limber than you would expect.
I mean, I don't know, like... I don't know, it's kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm. Also, Jigsaw is really bad at putting upholstery in boxes. Like, that red velvet is horrible.
Again, we don't know what he does. And the guy's got cancer. Give him a fucking break.
Bro. That's no excuse. That's no excuse. Okay, now give him a fucking cigarette. I'm not going to lie. Every time I watch somebody on screen smoking a cigarette, all it does is make me go, I want to go smoke a fucking cigarette. Every time. Every time. I want to know what one of his toenails is.
Yeah, you can't just leave us hanging like that, dude.
Yeah, that's very important.
That could have solved this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The key to the locks is under your fingernail. So what's the worst kind of trap that you can imagine being trapped in? Like waking up in this situation in something like this?
One of the ones that fills up with liquid because I have that recurring that nightmare thing. Of drowning. Yeah,
yeah, that's fair.
That's it.
Like a box on your head or something. That's
yeah,
just filling with water. Just
where the rest of your body's dry, but you're still
yeah.
going to drown.
You got to
yeah.
bumble around in like a box of knives or some shit to mm-hmm. find.
Yeah, when he throws the girl into the
syringe pit in two.
Yeah, that's fine by me. The glass, fucking fine by me. The reverse bear trap, cool. Okay, great. But the drowning, man.
That would panic you. And
anything
with
like, yeah, I would panic and make horrible decisions.
Uh-huh.
Like, hands down. The rest of the stuff could probably, like, actually have, like, coherent, like, responsible thought. Mm-hmm. The moment there's liquid in your face and you feel like you're about to drown, uh-uh. Nope, all my good judgment just goes straight out the window. I would die.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's kind of, it's a shitty box, but... And I feel like this footage is just slowed down for a second just because, again, there isn't enough of it to last. So it's just, how can we stretch this out a little bit?
Yeah, you know? That was totally slowed down a little bit.
All right, so say you and your business partner wake up in a room and you're facing each other. You're both completely naked from the waist down. Both of your dicks are in a Chinese finger trap.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like on the middle of the table or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
would I make the sacrifice of
like,
someone else?
Yeah, you got 60 seconds with a knife in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
60 seconds before, I don't know, shotguns from the top or something.
He's going to be a eunuch.
He's going to be a eunuch.
He's going to be a eunuch. It's that simple. It is that simple. There are no questions about it, and I feel like he would say the exact same thing. He would be a eunuch.
Because he's a team player. Well, then you, because I guess if you did it, you wouldn't be able to do like one of your best acts,
yep.
would you? He's
mm-hmm.
all about, he's all thinking from a business standpoint.
Absolutely. Yeah, yo. I like money, and I like being able to pay my bills, not having to do anything but what I want to do, so... We'll just maintain that. Now, okay, you think he's not going to... Okay, number one, that was a drop of blood on the end of that cigarette, and now...
Now it's really obvious.
Yeah, yeah, like he wouldn't notice. I'm sorry, if you gave me a cigarette that had anything other than white filter on it, I probably wouldn't smoke it. Mm. I'd rip the filter off and then just smoke it like it was a filtered as Lucky Strike.
Oh, and this is where he pretends. Okay, he doesn't get electrocuted yet. He pretends that he's getting poisoned, and this is the really bad acting.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets electrocuted because he knows he's fucking full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just no. And meanwhile, Jigsaw's there, just fucking laying down with a little button to jerk him like that. God, we got to get to your scene soon. We got, like, what, 30 minutes left in this thing? Yeah, they're about...
Sauced, bro.
What are you getting, by the way? What's your liquor?
I was just going to jump on the peach vodka. Unless you have any better ideas.
Oh, no. No.
Well, there you go.
All right. Well, while we're waiting, how about we get your installment this week of Carl's Crazy Bitches?
All right, well, Carl's Crazy Bitches, here we go. All right.
Spoiler for choice, or?
Yeah, kind of. Okay.
Oh, wait, hang on, sorry. I did just see him say that he remembers everything. Okay, let's hold the thought. Okay, because, yeah, we are 2 minutes away.
I'll go grab
the Carl's
shit.
Crazy Bitches story, they do usually take, like, a solid 5 or 10 to go through everything. This one will be quick. So, all right, pause for a second. Yeah. A recurring theme in this thing is that everybody either lives or works in a shithole. Like, what kind of dark room is that where the wooden slats of the walls are showing?
That's a cheap ass apartment, is what it is. Now, because this is horrible, I'm not going to pour either one of us up to the brim, okay?
Okay.
It's safe, because I know normally I accidentally fuck us like I did with tequila, and that was a horrible idea.
All right. Yeah, that's fair.
That's better. It's still a full shot. Don't think we're bitches.
No.
We're just not dumb.
We're not trying to be heroes or anything here. Is that a penis on the door there?
Potentially.
Okay. I mean, everything can be a penis. Everything can be a dildo if you're brave enough. This is such an easy but effective scare. This is all they do in the fucking Horror Nights houses, but it's cool to see it in a... Like, it's super suspenseful of him, like, you know, we know there's going to be something in the closet, and then he just sneaks up to it. And then right as we see that flash, the fucking pit comes racing at him. It's very, very cool. Very, very well done. And it's one of the very few, like, jump scares in this movie. Like, Sinister, The Conjuring, that's all... Not Sinister, sorry, Insidious. That's all jump scares. But this is more the hostile kind of horror, except for this one scene here. The fuck have you done there?
I have no idea. There we go. I don't even know why that's working. Is someone there? Yes. They're fucking there, bro, and they're about to ruin your day.
It's super weird because it does kind of, every time he flashes it, it does kind of freeze it for a second as well. Because again, they're clearly just using a still photo that's been brightened up or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
to make it last. Because flashes fucking, they're over quick. They don't probably, barely ever show up on film, I'd say.
Yeah. And they don't really help all that much in real life.
Yeah.
They really don't.
No.
They more so fuck with your eyes
adjusting.
They're just
gonna make everything scarier as well.
Giggle, 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 giggle.
Oh. Oh. I was going to say, did he smash the head or anything?
Nah, because then that would have made they had to
yeah
redo it.
But if you're going to smash the dummy, like, the head's the scariest part. Surely that's the part you'd want to, like, get rid of. I don't know. Okay, here we go. All right, cheers, sir.
Cheers.
This is a great fucking idea. Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
It was really bad.
Oh, it was. Oh, God. Okay. Oh. Oh, God, my fucking battery acid trap drink tastes like it's refreshing after that.
Yeah.
And you're drinking that in the mix. Oh, my God, I feel so bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I feel bad for me, too.
That was horrible.
Oh. Oh, it's coming back.
Oh, God, I can feel it in my chest.
I don't wish that shit on fucking anybody other than you. You guys at home, Belvedere peach vodka, fucking Belvedere flavored, any kind of flavor vodka is a really bad idea.
Avoid. If you own stock in Belvedere vodka, sell it. Don't be a part of what they're doing.
Do not
support. Boycott. All right. Yeah, I deserve that for all these times that we've just made. It's ruined your evening. Mm-hmm. I've been ruining your evening for two years now. You know that?
Well, I mean, whenever I leave
two
here and actually remember... Yeah. When
a it, year, I think.
Like but that. When I leave here and remember my night, I'm actually in for a really good time. There's been numerous times where I don't remember a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
The last time I was leaving here, I'm pretty sure I rode a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And wasted as fuck. I drove back home and saw dudes breakdance fighting on OBT. Like, legitimately. There were three of them. In the time that it took me to walk by, or drive by, there was one guy that was doing windmills. The other two were waiting expectantly. And when the windmill dude stopped, guy number two started doing windmills as well. So there's no way they weren't breakdance fighting.
You saw people get served on
you
OBT.
Suckers just got served. Yeah, I totally saw that at, like, 3 a.m.
Jeez.
It and you know, getting here took me like 25 minutes. Getting home, closer to an hour and 15.
You probably stopped. I mean, do you remember much about your ride home? I wouldn't be surprised if you sat there and either participated or at least judged in the breakdance competition.
Yeah, I don't really remember much of my drive home. I remember seeing the breakdance
fighting.
When
you say drive, you rode home.
Yeah.
Because we're responsible.
Yeah. I rode home on a bicycle beside one of the busiest roads full of hookers in, like, Orlando, which really is not responsible when you've been drinking tequila like I was. That was a horrible idea. I was already wasted when I showed up. Hey, are we in Carl's Crazy Bitches?
Let's see some Carl's Crazy Bitches.
Okay. All right. I just love
how you'll pick a story. You'll pick a part to tell the story from, but my eyes will always catch something that's happening earlier that puts the story in a completely different context than what you're telling.
Okay.
So let's see.
So this girl, I was going through some shit, and this cam girl's like, boom, here you go, titties.
Okay. Let's back up a second already.
Okay.
So this cam girl, do you know her just because she's a cam girl, or...
I know a lot of people. I mean, when we tour, I meet a lot of people all over, like, the country and shit.
Doesn't answer the question. I know a lot of people.
I don't know her. So,
I know a lot of people. Inevitably, some of them are going to be cam girls.
Yeah, I know hookers, too, and I know lots of strippers. Actually, next week, let me show you one of the, for my Carl's Crazy Bitches, I'm working on a ladies' night that I start hosting in November every month.
Uh-huh.
Next week, remind me to show you Horse.
Okay.
Because Horse... I'm asking a lot from these strippers, and Horse sent me a picture.
Horse a dude?
Horse is a dude.
Do I? Well, I don't need to see the pictures because I see where this is going.
Okay, you will.
You're not going to want to see the picture for obvious reasons, but you need to see the picture because there's a really good chance you've never seen a dude whose dick hangs below his kneecaps. What do you do with a dick that big?
I hope he has, like, you know, 3-inch long thighs or something, and that's the punchline to this story.
Nah, bro. He's got, like, 4 inches on me and has, like, the biggest dick I've ever seen in my life. I really hope he has one of those wind-up wheels that, like, you use for, like, your garden hose or something. Because it's fucking humongous.
Or maybe it's, like, a tape measure where I can just, like, immediately retract it once it's, like... He just winds it out as far as it needs to go. Oh, and yeah. Then when he's done, he just gives it a little tug forward and releases, and it goes like...
Well, I had forgotten that I had this conversation, you know, and, like, if I'm booking you as, like, a stripper, I want, like, a picture, you know, just to know. Not of your dick. I asked for a picture of him, and instead...
Like a headshot. And he gave you a head shot.
Yeah, I got a full body pic where, like, at least a quarter of your body is your dick. But then I had forgotten that we had the conversation, so, and I had been having it with him through text, and then the first Facebook message I got from him was this. So I had no name, really, to associate with the phone number that I was texting with back and forth. So I just looked down at my messenger one day, and there's this gigantic black dick staring me in the face. And I was really puzzled for like 20 minutes before I realized, oh yeah, I totally talked to this dude. I asked him for a photo. I didn't ask him for a photo of his dick, but I got it. Okay.
So, all right, so that's next week.
Yeah, that's next. Let's back up, though.
Let's see what's happening this girl.
I was going through a horrible, horrible day, because occasionally, mm-hmm. like if I'm not having a good day, you can tell, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I get these. Count them. They're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
mm-hmm.
pictures
of a girl in lacy red undies, mm-hmm. Holding her naked breasts so as to hide the nipples, but
there's,
showing
no,
off
there's
some
side
curves.
Nipples. Actually, let's scroll up because this happened before. There's another one. There's another one.
Okay.
That's from, hang on. This is from the 28th. The massive ones are on Monday.
Can I say that this is a very one-sided conversation from what I'm seeing so far? There's a lot of stuff coming from her and not much coming in from you.
Yeah. Boobies. Uh-huh. Hold on. We get more. More boobies. See, and that's why I'm glad that they cut out all the faces. This is why I don't encourage that.
Okay, I see what
you're
saying.
Do you understand
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hence, cam girls that are from the neck down.
Okay.
But I know, like, 9 at this point, you know? And it's very...
That's a lot, right? Very, that's a lot.
I got a whole... Other than you and your wife, like, I have... managed to get an entirely like brand new circle of friends in the last like 3 months,
right?
And it's kind of worked out in my favor sometimes.
Yeah, different. Yeah.
I met the world's nicest hooker a few weeks ago. I now know a bunch of strippers. I'm also booking girl strippers for the ladies' night thing because lesbians deserve loving too,
mm-hmm.
and everyone, gay, straight, girl, or dude, appreciates a really hot girl. So I feel like at our ladies' night, if I didn't have a really dope lady stripper as well, I would be doing a disservice, you know. So yeah,
because if you put on a stripper show with just a bunch of dudes, like your business partner already thinks you're gay.
Yeah, I mean that's what they want, though. Yeah. Not to me to be gay, but they yeah, clearly.
So okay, so what makes her a entrance into the Hall of Carl's Crazy Bitches?
Because I'm not asking for anything.
Oh, they're just dropping them.
Yeah. It's...
Well, okay, hang on. Here's my thing. You're a magician. I don't know many magicians. Quite often, you'll hit me up on Marco Polo or on Messenger or something with a little video of you performing a magic trick. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't ask for those.
Mm-hmm.
She's a cam girl. That's kind of what she does. So well, it's kind
true.
Of the same thing, honestly.
Yeah,
you know?
I sent you the video from when the cops are in the neighborhood recently, right?
Yeah, Yeah, your little ukulele ballad, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was
that
adorable.
Was really fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, no, but I'm saying, like, yeah, you quite often I'd get a little video from you and you just do a little card trick or something. It's like 15 seconds long in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Completely unprompted. And that's just because that's what you have kind of
that's
to
what
hand.
I do.
That's your stick, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what she does.
Uh-huh.
So this is kind of just the same fucking thing.
And her gift game is on point.
Yeah, that's me.
I hoped. Yeah. Like, that's... Yeah, I saw you were sad, and I like being naked. So yeah, maybe she's not in. Is she? Or the entrance comes in not as a negative.
Mm-mm.
Maybe the entrance into the club is more of a positive in this respect. First time that it isn't a total negative. But
so this is probably the first entrance into Carl's thoughtful bitches.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't ask for titties. I didn't ask for butt, but I got it.
You kind of got titties.
I didn't scroll up all the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Carl's crazy bitches, everybody.
It's nice.
That's
it's
adorable.
Nice, man. When you don't even have to try. Okay, I'm not down for. I am just as not.
And I
down
like how,
for,
yeah, you're not one of these guys who's like you've got these all these beautiful women who are following you and interested in you and stuff, and you're not there just like show me your tits. They're just. That's nice. Like I saw you were sad here. Here's my boobs.
Yeah, well, most of them have seen my dick, so, like...
That's fair.
Yeah, like, once that happens, you really have no shame. It definitely changes the conversation, you know? I mean, you've seen my dick on stage, right?
I've never been sat stage left or right enough.
So you haven't gotten that horrible, like, glimpse yet.
I love how that's how you describe it.
Okay.
How's your self-esteem, man?
It's fine as long as you're not doing close-up shots of my dick where you can see. I did a show in New York, and there was this photographer that got all these great photos, and then the next thing I know, on a very recognizable photo dumping website, there's like 4,000 photos that are zoomed in so far you can see my pores, but they're all of my dick. There's like another 3,000 of like the show leading up, but then there's like 4,000 photos of my dick with like... A zoom lens where the dude is legitimately sitting like 5 feet away from me.
Like fucking, this is how TMZ feels.
Yeah, yeah, it was weird. But once you do that, it changes the relationship entirely.
Yeah.
And like stuff like this, I don't request that. Mm. You know, I don't request that at all. But I'm not going to lie, it is appreciated. If I'm having an off day and a girl that I'm not trying to have sex with at all but has a really nice rack is like, hey... Here's some boobies. I hope your day gets better. I'm like,
that's
thanks.
Real sweet, honestly,
yeah, that's actually really,
especially
really,
like phrasing like that. You know,
yeah, it's
like
really
says,
fucking
hey,
nice.
Is that? Oh, okay,
in no way is that girl creepy.
She's not like, what do you think of these?
Yeah,
in
no way, shape, or form is that girl creepy. She's actually fucking probably one of the nicest internet friends of mine that I've got.
That's nice.
That I've spoken to in months, but it's just. Mm. She's one of the many that just sends me boobies when I'm having a horrible day, and
it's like tipping. You know, it's
not expected,
but it's
nice.
Certainly appreciated when it happens.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, that's
and
how
tipping
I feel.
With boobies, extra and special.
True statement.
That's
I'm
adorable.
Not all about. I know, like girls are not all about unsolicited dick pics. Mm. I do have girls that occasionally send me unsolicited pussy pics, and I have to send them like a message back, being like, "Hey, listen." I'm not gonna like share this picture on Facebook and tag your mom and publicly shame you like you should if it was a dude sending you a dick pic, but I'm not really on board with those unsolicited pussy pics. But tits, I'm okay with tits because everybody's got nipples, you know. I got flagged a week and a half ago on my first Instagram photo of fucking titties that weren't even mine, that have probably been dead since the 60s, and like they flagged me because it was offensive, because titties, because of course, not everybody has nipples, boobies aren't the life giver, you all didn't suckle on some tits of, like, of, you know.
Sorry, I just gotta come, like, I was away making my drink, but when you said that everybody has nipples, all I can think about is, well, not breast cancer people, and it's really insensitive for you to assume that everybody has nipples.
But do they not have nipples or not have tits?
Both.
Does a mastectomy take away your nipples?
I thought so, yeah.
Because I thought it only took away... Because I saw Tig Notaro, and I'm pretty sure she has nipples, but not boobies. Because she's, like, post-op.
Well, you know someone who works in the cancer ward? Start getting some of those girls to send you some pictures.
Oh my god. Yeah, I mean the girl, one of the girls that I was that I've been hanging out with, really really nice. You know, got a good head on her shoulders, a way better job than I do. That's nice. The girl I was talking to before her, also nice, but ma'am, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm good. Single moms took a liking to me for a while. And then I met one that was actually really cool, like super cool, man. It's the strangest thing in the world, because like I was told years ago, don't get with single moms. Yeah, you know they like to have sex, but you also know they're fertile as fuck, so you gotta be careful. But like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't give a shit about your sex habits. Sometimes it's really cool to hang with people that are just as weird as you are. I mean, you're not really weird. You're actually pretty fucking square. But my friends are fucking odd. Like, my friends have, like, human skulls on, like, the shelf and, like, Negro babies in jars from the 60s. And I would never use the word Negro in actual conversation, but, like, the label, it came from
it
a hospital.
It says it on the label, so that's
Yeah, like...
It's exactly what it says on the tin inside.
Exactly, yeah. And, like, and the first time I saw it, I'm like, holy shit. That's fucking racist.
I mean, it's probably because it's probably the same guy at the magic show. If you got a jar with a regular baby in there, and then you got a Negro baby in there, it's like, which one's going to sell more? Like,
yeah.
It's a marketing thing.
Absolutely. I would buy the fuck out of that Negro baby. No questions asked. I want the murder trumpet, bro. I want the... They dropped the price.
All right.
They dropped
the murder trumpet's not selling. Are you kidding me?
Nobody wants
to own a trumpet that was a murder weapon.
Yeah, nobody wants a trumpet. I mean, but think about it. Even at full price, it was only $250 with the police report. Like, that seems like something everyone should
have.
You get the
police report printed as well?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. Is fucking Murtaugh hiding behind... Yeah, it's like, do you remember in True Lies when fucking Tom Arnold hides behind the lamppost and they shoot the AK around and shit? That's all I can think of when I see Danny Glover hiding behind that bedpost there. God, we're getting close to the end here. Fuck, you were just talking about something. I wanted to jump in on it.
Titties.
It wasn't titties. I'd love to jump in on some titties, but it's not titties.
Bro, I love jumping on some titties, too. Gigantic-ass titties and a penis. It sounds like a Tuesday for me.
Like, this is what I'd love, Big Gay Date to be about. Just two guys sharing their feelings, you know?
Didn't we just need to drink mixed drinks and not fucking beer?
Yeah, absolutely. If we drink our mixed drinks... We just open our hearts a little bit more, I think.
No more Bud Light, no more Red Stripe. We're drinking mixed drinks.
All right, here's a commitment now. Then we're gonna fucking focus on making some unique drinks for each movie we watch from now on.
I just booked some gigs. I'm doing a walk around gig out of Whiteface. I'm doing magic for 4 hours without my business partner that I've been working with for 7 years straight. And part of me was really really worried about it. But I had already signed the contract, so I guess I have to deal with it. And then I just booked a phobia show. It is here in town at the venue owned by Blue.
We are.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's
this
horrible.
This car chase scene here.
But yeah, I just booked a show at the venue on October the 27th at Blue's Place. If you're not familiar with Blue, you probably are. You know, we have the same mutual friends. And after the Pulse shooting, Blue has done more for our city than any fucking mayor we've ever had has done. So I'm working a phobia theme show on October the 27th. I'm doing two sets. I'm guest spotting.
You're not hosting. Like a lot of shows you've been organizing recently, you've been the host and you brought in extra people.
Yes.
This is something you're going along to, but someone else is doing a lot of the heavy
lifting. I'm literally doing two, like, 5 to 6 minute acts tops. I'm doing the dick lift because I was phoning it in, and then after I said, hey, can I do the dick lift? I've then found out that there's a phobia of piercings. It's cosmomophobia. And it's a fear of piercings. So I'm doing that.
That's what I wanted to talk about with you, but continue your story.
And then my other set, I'm eating bugs and having a bug signed, and I eat it, and then it pops out of my eyeball alive.
Ooh.
I haven't done that since the day I met my ex. That was the thing that got me that bitch's number.
Okay.
I'm not trying to pick up that bitch, so whatever. But otherwise,
clearly it works though. So and yeah, there's going to be other girls at this thing. So
yeah, lots of girls.
If someone else kind of goes for that, then girls, gay dudes, either way, you're coming out with something. You're coming out with some tail. So
yeah, but I haven't repped somebody else's production company in forever. I'm really excited. I looked at the lineup and it sounds great. But then there's another performer that. I'm not going to say the name or give like too much details, but everybody's act is themed around like phobias. There's a dude doing like a clown phobia act, a cool phobia, and I'm like, well, you're doing a clown phobia, but just you need to know I'm a clown and I don't do anything without that. So good, have fun, but I'm also going to just be looking pretty standard.
Yeah.
And there's somebody else doing a trans and homophobia routine. And it is a transgender woman who is fucking hot. So hot that when I got the initial
message... How hot is she?
I did not know that it was not a big-titted, hot Spanish broad until our conversation happened.
Until she sent you the dick pic hanging past her knees and
well,
shit.
Well, she told me, she's like, listen, I need... two dudes that can come on stage and bully me and like beat the shit out of me because that like sets up the routine, right? Because like the bullying and all that.
Sure, okay.
And I'm like, okay. So
this is a political hot button show.
Yeah,
as well.
I'm like, I'm gonna feel horrible because I'm super liberal. I love me some gay people. I hate when black people get shot by the cops for no reason, but I also love my guns. So like, I'm in this like weird spot. However, I don't like beating the shit out of anybody. Much less women or like transgender anybody.
Yeah.
Like if you need somebody to beat you to make your act, and she's like, yeah, like if you have to make it hurt, feel free. I can fucking handle it because what I used to be, you know, like I totally get all that. But I'm like, I will do it because I am willing to contribute to making the show the best possible show it can be. Mm-hmm. However, what I ask from you is please. Go out for drinks with me after so I don't feel so fucking horrible because I know I'm going to be the most hated man in this venue.
Yeah.
You know, like, I agreed before I knew
like,
what was going on.
Let me do this because I need this like to make myself feel better about what I'm going to do on the stage.
Yeah, I will buy you drinks. Just please come out with me so I don't feel so fucking
please
horrible.
Let a photo go viral of us hanging out afterwards so they can see I'm not a shithead.
And then she's like, listen, as long as you're okay with really big tits and penis, then we're going to be fine. And I'm like, that sounds
she's
like a standard.
She's never met you, apparently.
Yeah, I'm like, that sounds like a Tuesday for me. Like,
okay, I guess he does die in this. I thought he was actually going to make it to like he pops up again in one of the future ones or something. Apparently not. Oh no. Ah, well. That's a shame. I was going to real quick, just because this is going to happen in like 2 minutes. It's going to be time for my shot. So you were talking with me recently offline about getting a bunch of piercings on your face and getting that thing where your tongue splits in half like a
snake. Bifurcation, yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting the piercings all done like this weekend.
Are you sure?
About the piercings or the tongue?
Everything, man, honestly.
The piercings
like...
are fine. The tongue thing is great. I mean, the sassy part of me is like too many clits, not enough tongues. But really... like realistically it's the sideshow thing to do and
I mean it's a real big decision because I know piercings will kind of heal over time if you don't put shit into them, but does your tongue fucking like start forming back together like the T-1000?
No, if
or
I wanted to go back to whole tongue, I would literally have to have them open some skin and then sew the whole thing back together again years from now. Hey, I really dug getting my tongue split. You know what I'll dig even more? Putting it back. It's going to hurt
like,
worse.
Like a vasectomy or something. You can't just kind of switch back to that shit real quick.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. We got to talk about this offline or something because I have some thoughts on it, if I'm being honest with you.
I got you. The piercings are happening without fail this weekend, so that'll be cool. I'm getting a new dick piercing because I already have a bar through my dick with like a ball on each side and a D-ring connects to it. So I'm getting a second one of those. I'm getting some nipples redone. I'm getting a bunch of body piercings. because the opportunity's there. And the nurse that I've been hanging out with was a piercer for years. Mm-hmm. And who better to trust with piercing your shit than a nurse than that bitch that learned how to do it with a gun that works at Claire's?
Yeah, I understand that. You know,
like, I trust her immensely.
It sounds like, yeah, if you're going to get it done, like, you know, it's definitely the right people to be doing it. Mm-hmm. I gotta say, do you really think you have to? Like, is it the best thing to do, really? Like, because for the last few weeks, we've been talking about, you know, big changes in your life and shit, and are you sure you're not kind of just rushing into something to try and
Rushing into everything. You know me. That's what I do.
But this is a real kind of permanent thing to be doing all this shit, especially to your face and everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay.
I've been deciding
more for body piercings and less for face piercings. Uh-huh. The only reason I'm okay with the tongue bifurcation is because our sword guy in London, uh-huh, I literally sat across the table from him in a pub, and you know London pubs, tables are tiny.
Yep.
I sat across closer than we are right now, and I talked to that motherfucker for 5 hours before the subject of tongue bifurcation came up, and he goes, oh yeah, I've got my tongue bifurcated, and then he stuck it out and showed us, and we had no idea.
All right.
You can wear a suit, and no one knows that your tongue... That was literally the only reason...
I haven't seen pictures of what it kind of looks like, so I guess
They have to cut it in half and then stitch the severed top and bottom together so the center of your tongue isn't flat.
All I'll say is when I talked about it with Tara, her first response is, so he's going to have a snake tongue? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, I will never talk to him again because she's terrified of snakes. So I'm just saying... You know, like you said, you have a whole new circle of friends, except for me and my wife, pretty much. It might get a little smaller if you do it.
Yeah, however.
She fucking hates snakes.
I had no idea, you know, so like, literally.
Yeah, you can, okay, so if you can kind of get away without it really being noticeable or something.
Yeah,
okay.
I could do it and probably hang out with y'all for a month before you get
your dick out on stage all the time and shit, so if you get your tongue cut in half, all you're going to do is like, look at this, blah, 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 stick it out and show it off.
No, I want to carry around a dull razor blade so I can recreate that scene from Army of Darkness, Evil Dead, the remake.
Oh my god, now I'm totally switching gears because I think it would be fucking hilarious if you got it done before Halloween, because you know that old urban legend about putting razor blades in the candy bars and shit? Mm-hmm. You could eat a candy bar, scream, spit out a razor blade, and then show your tongue.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only reason I would want to see you do this.
Yeah. It's the girl that I've been hanging out with. She's a piercer, and she's like, yeah, I'll totally pierce it. I just have to find, like, I have to go buy, like, new jewelry and stuff. Mm. Piercing's not quite worried about. She is hooking me up with one of her friends that does, like, predominantly tongue bifurcations, because if you're going to get it done fucking right. Just don't go to your, like, local tattoo shop and be like, hey, can you guys, because it is a minor surgery.
Okay.
It's totally a minor surgery. It's going to cost me, like, $500. But it's going to be great for work because the fact that I can rock it and you don't even know. If I can get through 3/4 of a show before you even realize that I'm fucking that guy, imagine how startling that's going to be.
That's fair. Speaking of startling, this is our twist ending right here where our guy stands up. He hasn't been dead the whole time. And this is where we pour our shot. So, oh yeah, crack that neck. You've been there a long fucking time, like 6 hours. So, for my shot, here's what I'm pouring out for you. I've made a little concoction of strawberry rum, grenadine, and black sambuca. And it comes out looking like a real thick bloody mess, which tastes kind of foul. But I think in theme with this movie, we got to drink something that kind of looks like this. Look at that. Look how beautiful that looks. Yeah. All goopy and shit. Yeah.
Cheers, sir.
Cheers. Ugh. What do you think of that?
It was better than mine.
Well,
hands down.
Goes without saying. I love how the last, you know, 3 minutes of this movie is stuff they've been showing this whole fucking time anyway. But when you just re-edit it into this context, It's so good. Nothing. Oh, wait, no, I think he did have a bullet. That's right. God, such frenetic editing. That's the whole movie, is just right there in those 10 seconds.
I saw a fractal pussy last night. I probably shouldn't have closed with that, but like, if you would have, it was a pussy with a pussy, and if you zoomed in more, I'm probably sure you'd find more pussies and more pussies.
A fractal pussy, like, someone's, what?
No, a pussy with a pussy that probably all, if you would have zoomed in, there would have been more clits.
So it's like one of those things where, you know, someone's wearing a t-shirt with a picture of them wearing a t-shirt, which on that t-shirt is the same picture of them wearing, like, you
yes.
know, like,
okay. Yeah, but with vagina.
Is it an actual vagina, or is
no,
this something?
No, it's an actual vagina.
It's not like a Photoshop gag or
something.
I was
literally trying to figure out the photo that we were looking at last night, and then three of my magic gods walked up to the phone that we were all, like, talking over, and they literally went, they took their two fingers and they touched it, and they go, I know that girl! And then they just walked away. And I'm like, I literally grew up studying their work, and those motherfuckers are just as dirty and offensive as the rest of us.
But, I mean, even if they didn't, how funny would it fucking be?
Oh yeah,
to just do that in some place, you know, just like,
yeah,
be able to just see, if you see somebody on their phone or just looking at a picture of a girl or something, probably their girlfriend or something, who knows? But then you could just walk past somebody and be like, "I know that girl," and walk and just pimp away again before they can actually say anything. Way to fuck up somebody's day. Oh man! All right, so yeah, we're ending on Inception pussy. That's our last note for the night, so let's summarize our film again. How you feel about
it? I really, really enjoyed it. I always enjoy Saw 1. It is my only one that I really, truly like.
I do want to go back and watch Saw 2, having seen this now, because I remember Saw 2 surprising me when it came out and how good it was. But you can stop right there. I don't need to see any more, except, you know, maybe this new one. Again, just because it's not going to really cost me anything but 2 hours of my time, out of curiosity more than anything, I'll go and check out what a Saw movie looks like after a 5-year break or something, you know, however long it's been.
Yes.
Even though, you know, Lionsgate and horror movies they churn out haven't really changed that much, I'm just hoping a little break away from the, because there was that time, you know, it's like, you know, the tagline for every fucking movie after 2 was like, if it's Halloween, it must be Saw, and it came out like clockwork every October. That can, as we see, that can fucking lead to franchise fatigue. So hopefully this little breakaway might turn up something really cool. I don't know. I'm gonna go with an open mind, honestly.
Yeah.
So. Oh no, we still got 60 seconds. That's cool.
Killer. Well, yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm not going to, like, camp and watch the rest of them or nothing like that.
No, absolutely. I think I have all of them on here, but I've never watched the other ones more than once, you know, because they're just not that good. You just got to see it just to be like, oh, okay, now I can talk about it. But this is the only one. One and two, I think, are the only ones I've seen multiple times. Everything else, it's a one-and-done deal. They don't stick with you nearly as well. I did enjoy watching this with this drink, though. It was definitely a nice change from the regular beer.
I dig the fuck out of the lemon drop martini. I know it's a bitchy ass frou-frou drink, but it's nice. It's super nice.
Yeah, let's definitely do mixed drinks from now on. It makes it a little more interesting.
Yeah, no more shitty beer. Yeah, if we are going to drink beer, it has to be craft.
Okay,
I'm okay with that.
All right,
but yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me, and until next time. My name is Dave Mosley.
My name is Carl Skeens.
And you've been joining us for our big gay date, talking about our big gay feelings. This was adorable. I like this.
We should cuddle and give handies next time.
Let's go Facebook Live for it as well. Thank you, and good night.